Hello, my beautiful listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Rebel Talk with your girl, Latasha Ledbetter, also known as the Rebel Queen. I hope and pray that those of you that are listening to me tonight are doing well and have had a wonderful day. And if it's nighttime when you're listening to this, I hope this will be something soothing to your soul and you can get a good night's rest. So, what's going on this week's episode? I'm ready for you guys to get to know more about me on a more personal level, as I said in my last show. So, I'm going to give you 3 points about myself today that make me a rebel. So, yes, I am known as the Rebel Queen. So, in actuality, I am a rebel. But what does a rebel mean? A rebel can have a negative connotation, but in my definition of it, it has nothing to do with anything negative. So let's jump into this. And those 3 points I want to talk to you about. First one is, I refuse to be someone that settles for good enough. So, what makes me a rebel? Number one, I refuse to settle for good enough. Now, I am not perfect, and I have had times, many, many, many times, more than I can count actually, that I settled for good enough because I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was worthy, and I didn't have high self-esteem about myself. I believed the lies that other people had told me throughout my life, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't this, I wasn't that. So I settled for good enough, or sometimes not even good enough, just, I guess, good. But I refuse to do that anymore, the woman that I am today, that you are listening to. And then they're gonna be people in my life now that are going to think, oh, you know, you're just talking good, girl, but in reality, you're going to be back to the same thing, accepting the same thing that you used to. But no, I'm going to reintroduce myself to people, but this time I'm not going to say a word. They're going to see by my actions. I mean what I say this time. I mean business. I did not come to play. One, because God has been too good to me for me to give up and for me to continue to settle for good enough when He created me for greater. He created me for more than average. He did the same for you. He didn't create us just to settle for mediocre or settle for average. You know, I'm going for greatness. So I refuse to settle for good enough within my relationships, within my business now, financially, even within my career. I refuse to settle for good enough. All right, so on to the second one that makes me a rebel. I refuse to allow anyone, and I mean anyone, to kill my dreams. So I have dream killers that are around me. Now, I'm not going to sit here and name names or anything. I know who those are. God has pointed those people out to me, so I know who they are. And I know now not to indulge them in my business as far as what my dreams are, what I'm working on, what I'm hoping for, what I'm working towards. I don't need to tell them about it. God did not give other people the vision that He gave to you. So for one thing, I don't owe them an explanation. You also don't owe those people an explanation on anything that you do, especially if God told you to do it, okay? So I refuse to let my dream killers kill any more of my dreams. Now, there was a time in my life, more so as I entered college, that I stopped dreaming, I stopped writing, I even stopped singing, I stopped laughing. That was a hard point in my life. I believe it was the transition from being a sheltered you know, being a sheltered teenager into this, wait, I got freedom? What? I can do and come as I please. I can do what I want. I can be grown and do what I want. Hey, okay, let me sign up. I'm all the way here for that. That was a huge emotional, you know, transition. So I didn't really know how to handle that. And, you know, also still believing lies that I had been told about not being good enough. So now I'm not that person anymore. I have grown past that, and it took a whole lot of work. And again, I will continue to say this. I am not perfect. So I still have to work at it, because sometimes those thoughts will still creep up into my mind trying to say, girl, you ain't good enough. You can't do this. Nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody's going to want this. Nobody's going to believe you. I still have to deal with those thoughts like anyone else, okay? Again, I'm not perfect. I'm just trying to make it through life and do as God has told me to do, so I can see His blessings manifest in my life and share the overflow with the people attached to me. That's really all what I want to do, okay? All right, so again, I refuse to allow anyone to kill my dreams. So that means that there are certain things I'm not sharing with people. You know, if they find out from someone else, cool. But I refuse to talk to them about what I'm doing. God continues to point these people out to me through their actions and conversations. And yeah, I'm no longer going to get upset. I'm just going to remember, you're a dream killer. I don't have to indulge you in conversations now, because one, I'm grown, and bye. So on to point number three that makes me a rebel. I have hung up my Superwoman cape, y'all, and I release the need to be needed by those who are no good for me in the first place. Now, some of you won't understand this, but for those of you that do, it feels good to hang up my cape. I do not have to be, nor am I, everybody's superwoman, okay? You cannot be everything to everyone. Someone is always going to get upset over something you said or didn't say, something you did or didn't do. Like, have you ever hosted a party or something, and you know you're always busy trying to make sure everything is going smoothly, you know, people, you know, have their food and their beverages, or, you know, everyone's taken care of, and later on you find out somebody got mad because you didn't talk to them at the party? Bruh, I've been working, don't you see me running around? Like, seriously. So I have just come to the conclusion that someone is always going to be pissed off, and there is nothing I can do about it. People are going to talk. Most of the time, they don't know what they're talking about, but people are going to be people. So I'm going to be me, and I'm going to live regardless of what anyone else is thinking, doing, or saying about it. So I've hung my cape up. I refuse to be there for the people that are no good for me, and for the people who consistently show me they are not going to love me the way that I required, the way that I was designed, the way that I was built. When you tell someone what your love language is and they repeatedly, continuously offend you and deny it, and, you know, they want to make you, they're going to love you the way they want to do it, regardless of what you need, it's time to let them go. And disclaimer, I learned that from the great Latia Powell. So shout out to Latia Powell, the Unstuckable Coach. You are amazing, girl. But yeah, I've hung up my cape, and I have found a way to release these people, I'm not even going to say that word. I found a way to release these people out of my life. And I'm going to do me. So, you know, those are kind of the ways that I am a rebel. Again, it is not anything negatively. Now, I'm going to be honest. I do not like being told what to do. I don't kind of like authority. But no, I do follow the rules. Like, if the speed limit is 70, you know, I might go 75. But sometimes I might even go 80, you know, when I'm in a hurry and I'm trying to get somewhere. But for the most part, I do follow the rules. The speed limit is there for a reason. But, you know, I'm not trying to get any tickets either, because the way my insurance is set up, I can't afford for it to go up any higher. So for the rest of y'all who I don't know what kind of jobs y'all have or what kind of businesses y'all have that y'all can drive 100 miles an hour and not worry if the state trooper, you know, is parked somewhere, you know, and they scanning you, y'all holler at me, okay? But for the most part, I do follow the rules, but I don't necessarily like being told either. Side note, that may be why I'm still single, because that whole submission thing. But that's a whole nother episode. We will get into that later. So, ladies and possibly gentlemen, I do have some dudes that are following me. Shout out to the dudes. I want to leave you with three ways for you to be a rebel in your own right, okay? How can you be a rebel starting right now? Number one, stand up for yourself. Believe in yourself, okay? Be there for you. Respect yourself. Be, as my girl LaVon says, be selfish. And I'm going to add, be selfish about your own cause, okay? Take care of you. Practice self-care. Whether you're single, married, you're a mom, whatever, take care of yourself. Because if you are operating at 20%, how are you going to take care of the things that you need to take care of? You need to be operating at 100%. And for you, for those of you that live by the "I'll sleep when I'm dead," I don't understand y'all. I'm not judging. Because y'all getting your stuff done. But are you getting it done effectively? Efficiently? Don't you need rest? Our bodies were made to rest. We are humans. We are not robots or machines, honey. And if Jesus also would retreat at times and rest, then don't you think you need to be doing the same thing? Okay? Yeah, I know Beyonce has the same 24 hours that we have. But I'm pretty sure she got a team, though. You can't do things all on your own. So take care of yourself. Be selfish for your own cause. Because other people won't. All right, number two. Learn how to say no to the things that don't matter. You know, you have a full plate as it is already. So if you add one more thing to it, you know good and doggone well. You probably gonna end up having a nervous breakdown. So learn how to say no and not explain yourself. And the second part of this one is, let those things that don't matter, let those people that do not validate you, learn to let all that stuff go. Because at the end of the day, if they're not validating you, if they're not, you know, paying your bills, it doesn't matter. Learn to say no. Again, it goes back to the first one. Believe in yourself and be selfish for your cause, okay? Respect yourself enough to know when enough is enough, when you have too much going on, and say no. Because some of y'all out here doing just too much. Again, that's another episode. We will get into that later. So, the last point I want to give you for you to become a rebel in your own right, doing the things you want to do regardless of what other people have to say about it, okay? If you want to go skydiving, do it. If you want to start a business, Do it. If you want to sing, do it. You want to write a book, get to writing, okay? I don't care what anyone else has told you. You're more than capable of doing the things you want to do, all right? It's not like I'm telling you, oh, go jump off a bridge. Nah, baby, I'm not telling you to do those kind of things. Don't do something stupid that could, you know, where you could kill yourself. But now that I think about it, I did say go skydiving, but, you know, there's precautions with that. You know, you can pay for that and have a professional do that with you. But anyway, I digress. But seriously, guys, being a rebel, it's not about being a bad capital A $$. Because, y'all, I'm trying to keep this channel clean and not cuss. You can be a bad capital A $$, but not in a negative sense, okay? Don't be rude to people. That's just not nice. But it's about not settling for the status quo. It's about not accepting a life of poverty because your parents were broke or because your grandparents didn't have money. It's about not staying in a dead end relationship because all the other women in your family didn't get married, or all the other women in your family were in dead relationships or cheating on them. You know, it's about not accepting abuse from a manipulative person. You don't deserve that. You deserve better than that, okay? It's about being you, the person that God created you to be. The person God created you to be at your core, baby. Not what anyone else has told you you should be. Being yourself with all of your wonderfulness that other people have told you were flaws. You know, those of you with those big personalities, but you feel you have to dim your shine. You feel you have to tone it down because someone else who is an introvert said, oh, baby, you extra and you doing too much. No, be you. If they can't accept you for who you are, you don't need them in your circle, even if they're family, okay? So, again, stop living a defeated life when you were created for victory. So be a rebel in that sense. When society is trying to tell you that, oh, well, statistically, you know, minority women are this and that, and black women are angry and blah, blah, blah. Be a rebel. Go against that. Because majority of the black women I know are not rude and disrespectful and angry. Okay? You're going to stop that right now. But that's just an example, though. Don't be what society is telling you to be. Just be yourself. If anyone cannot accept that, that's not someone you need in your circle. Point blank. Even if it is family. Alright, so that's my two cents. I hope that I helped someone today. I hope that someone will have the courage to walk away from a dead situation, to leave a situationship. That is another episode we'll get into later on. I hope that this just helps someone to understand that you can be a rebel and still be positive and have an impact. The rebel movement is about having a positive impact in the world because we have enough craziness, we have enough hate and insanity in the world. We need more love, and more of us, especially those of us that it's easy to empathize and have compassion for people. Stop being afraid because someone told you you were too sensitive. I was told that lie before, but the thing is, I'm learning how to control my emotions, but I'm not changing who God made me to be because it helps me in my gifting. I speak healing into the lives of people. I have a positive impact on those around me, and I refuse to dim my light because someone else is uncomfortable because they hate themselves. Okay? Okay. So I really do hope this helped you. And I'm going to leave you guys. Until next time, be healed and be blessed. This is Latasha Ledbetter, the Rebel Queen of Rebel Talk. Thank you for listening.